All right, got practice 15 in today. We had a scrimmage there in the swamp, and you know, I thought it was a solid day. I haven't watched the film yet, but you know, I thought I had some guys. You know, we're 15 practices in, we're at that point in camp where a little sore, a little beat up, but we did the full operation. Coaches in the box. You know, we purposely extended some drives for both offense and defense. Get those guys to have to play a 10, 12, 14 play drive. Which was good. You know, offense, you know, had some drives that were some long drives. So it was really good. I thought we had good operation in and out of the huddle. But pretty pleased with today. As far as injury report, David Sharp's got a high ankle. It happened this morning, but he's fine. You know, we'll see him tomorrow morning. Those high ankles could be 2 days. They could be a week. But we need to get him back. He's a really good football player. He's very athletic, 6'6", 330 pounds, moves his feet extremely well. But a guy that's going to help us this year. Trip Thurman will be back tomorrow. Matt Jones will be back tomorrow. Brian Cox probably could have gone today, but I'm going to hold him till Monday. Brian's having a really good camp. He's got an AC sprain in his shoulder, and he's going to be fine. He's a guy that's played pretty well for us, and we need to have his shoulder heal up. Other than that, we're pretty healthy. You know, knock on wood. Tomorrow we'll be on the field at 11 o'clock. We will not be on the field very long. We'll go through some corrections from today, and we'll have some scale periods. But we'll only be in helmets tomorrow. We've had 15 straight very physical practices. Very pleased with our effort, our tune-in, our focus of what we're trying to do. And I've been just extremely pleased with that. Tomorrow will be our 8th open practice. We really appreciate our fans coming out, and it's good for our guys to get in front of them and play in front of those guys. We'll have a former player barbecue tomorrow at lunch and fan day from 3 to 6. So we're looking forward to having all the Gator fans coming from out of town and coming in the swamp, watching us at 11 o'clock tomorrow. The time changed on that, and we'll only be in helmets. We'll only be out there for about an hour tomorrow. So I'll open up for any of your questions. Well, we need to watch the film today. We'll watch it with the players tonight, I told them we'll sort through the depth chart of where, you know, guys we can count on moving forward, and guys that need to get more reps, and guys whose reps will dwindle. I mean, that's just part of it. You know, you get your tape is your resume, and our guys are the guys that are producing and playing well and doing it the way we want to do it. And those are the guys that will play.
As far as the backup QB job goes, is there any scenario where kind of going into the year hoping to redshirt a guy if nothing happens?
You'd like to. I mean, that would be, but we haven't made any decisions on any of that yet. But, we would like to go in and have a guy play and redshirt another guy and move forward, but we'll see how that plays out.
Is there any scenario where somebody doesn't play early in the season and then comes in later? Or is that you want to get that backup, those reps early?
I'd rather get the backup the reps early. Yeah, sure.
So you're saying the depth charts are going to kind of have something by this weekend kind of thing?
Well, we still have two camp days, Monday and Tuesday of next week. You know, we'll get Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday some work day. Those will be 3 work days before we start game week. And we'll get 2 days on Idaho on Thursday and Friday. And then we'll give the players 48 hours off, you know, Saturday and Sunday to get their legs back. So, it's, you know, their first day off will be Sunday, this coming weekend.
Well, with 2 weeks to go, what are your biggest concerns at this point?
Depth on both lines of scrimmage, especially on the offensive line. I feel really comfortable probably with 7 guys right now. We need to have 8 or 9. But that's a critical issue. Backup quarterback is a concern there. I feel very good about receiver and running back. I feel Joey Ivey and some of the younger defensive linemen have made some moves. Janard's been better. I mean, those guys have made some strides. I feel very comfortable at linebacker. I'm a little not as I like our athleticism on the back end. Our communication from the safety position has not been very good, and that needs to improve.
Coach, how's Duke
coming along? Yep, he went today, and everything's new. Every day's a new day, and that's where the mental repetition is hard for a young player. Sometimes they've never had this much put on their plate, so to speak. And he's got to continue to move forward in the classroom as much as anything as far as football meetings are concerned and those sort of things. Athletically is what you want, and he's going to be a good football player. When that'll all happen will be up to him. You know, he's got to continue to work and progress off the field as much as on it.
At this point, how do you see the secondary rotation shaping shaping up at corner and safety?
Royal, I mean, right now we got two starters. We got Vernon Hargraves and Keanu Neal. You know, past that, you know, Marcus May's been inconsistent. Jabari's been inconsistent. You know, the other corner position's up and down. Brian's done some good things at times. You know, the nickel right now, Marcus would probably have the advantage, I would say. But, you know, yesterday he was really poor in there. And had some opportunities, end-of-game situations. We had about 4 or 5 one-minute drives to win the game, and you know, he had some opportunities to make some plays and didn't. So we got to continue to coach those guys up and, you know, play well.
You didn't list that as a concern. You just feel like it's just a matter of time.
Well, I think, again, when you're dealing with guys that you feel like are good athletes and good players, and we'll continue to coach those guys, and we'll get the right rotation in there.
Is it a pleasure to get Tyler Moore working where he should be in guard?
You know, just he's played well inside. You know, he and Trenton and Tripp, three guys. There's no question. And then the development of Rod Johnson has really helped us because he's played well at the right tackle. We gave him pretty much all of the reps at right tackle today with the first group. You know, Chaz has played well for us. He's had a solid camp. So all of the development of all of those guys continue to come on. Disappointed for David Sharp today because he was really progressing well. And today was a huge day for him, and it happened in the first series. So. But he'll be fine. We hope to get David back in a couple days.
How tough was it, do you think, for Tyler last year to have to go out there? And he obviously wasn't tackled.
No, and I think that, you know, he's a guy that never complained, never said anything, just did what we asked him to do. Very frustrating for him and all, and, of course, the injury there late in the year. But, you know, there's no question that, you know, when you're out of position, you feel Max Garcia, same situation. You know, a guy that was, you know, we projected as an inside player, and then we've got to move him out to tackle, which is sometimes very difficult in our league. We probably would flip Chaz or DJ, you know, in that situation, and let Rod just stay at the right tackle. Just from an experience standpoint, DJ and Chaz have played a lot of football. They could flip easier. And then Trenton would be our fourth tackle if David, you know, is going to be out for a little while, which we don't think he will. What's that?
Is Fran Harris had a good week if he appeared to have some?
Well, I think all the backup guys have had some very good moments. You know, I think they all have been, you know, put in, you know, some adverse situations. When you start talking in terms of a true freshman walking in, and you know, we had 4 or 5 one-minute situations where those guys have got to make great decisions in those, as far as getting rid of the ball, as far as, you know, knowing when to scramble, knowing when to get out of bounds, knowing when to get rid of the ball. I mean, all of those things come together, and you're learning a new offense, and you got a lot of things going on. But I've been pleased with those guys as far as how they've worked and how they've competed. We'll see the most productive guy and move forward.
You've got 8 guys on your team that were signed by Urban still.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those guys, you have admiration for them for what they've had. They've all got a story. You know, obviously Neron was brain thing, and DeBose 6-year, but Dad, as far as I'm sticking it out.
No question. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, when you sign with a school, you sign with the school, not a coach. And that's what, you know, Leon Orr, Neron Ball, Mike Taylor, Mac Brown, all of those guys I've got great respect for. They're coming in and competing and going through some change philosophically and some things. It's the way they've approached and handled things. Quentin Dunbar, Andre, who else is there? I'm just trying to think off the top of my head. Gideon Ajabi. All those guys have been through some tough times. Anytime you're in a program for 5 years, and it's really, you know, right now at a place like University of Florida, unfortunately, some guys are getting that third and fourth year. They've either played as a freshman and they're going to be here 4. They've played really well as a freshman and they're only here 3. Or they're in a situation where maybe they're not playing as much as they want to play and they go somewhere else. So having a fifth-year senior at Florida is, you know, just the day and age of programs like Florida, not just Florida. It's hard to find. He's fine. He was contacted today. He got hit on his shoulder, and he's pretty good. So we just backed off of him a little bit.
Well, a lot of the defensive guys, you mentioned some of the concerns in the secondary, but a lot of them have said that the receivers are just really good. DJ said it yesterday. I think
we've made, you know, huge improvements at the receiver position. You know, I think Ahmad Fullwood's playing well, and Quentin Dunbar's been very consistent throughout camp. I think Andre's been. He's done some nice things, caught him a couple nice balls today in traffic. You know, DeMarcus Robinson's made some good plays. Chris Thompson made a touchdown catch today. It was a nice play. You know, all of those guys. And Troy Pittman's done a nice job in the slot. Valdez Showers caught a ball in the seam today. It was a nice, well-thrown ball. In traffic, had to go get it. So I've been very pleased with how we've progressed at that position. Alvin Bailey's done some nice things on special teams for us. So all those guys have, you know, again, a year older. You know, you look at Chris and DeMarcus and Ahmad, honestly, should have been redshirted last year. If you're recruiting right at the position and your roster's where it should be, those guys should have been redshirted. They should have been able to grow a year, get stronger, work on their speed, work on their route running, learning the position, and they were thrown in the fire. Well, I'm glad they were thrown in the fire now. But, you know, big picture speaking, those are guys that needed a year to mature and grow.
You feeling better as far as the explosives from that position?
Yeah, absolutely. We had a bunch today. We had Ahmad caught a big ball down a double move outside. Chris Thompson had an explosive. Andre had an explosive. I think DeMarcus did. And I believe Quentin did, but I'm not positive. I think it was Quentin. DeMarcus, I know, on the sideline on a back shoulder ball.
You said the offense was farther along in the spring than you thought it would be.
Feel that way. Yeah, I think the execution's been very good with the first group. I think we have a huge drop off because of the line of scrimmage with the second group. But knowing that we're still repping Rod, Tripp, all of those guys with the first group, because we feel like we've got to get as many turns and reps with that young group as we can. We got to continue to, you know, bring these guys along. So as far as when we talk in terms of our first group, Rod and Tripp and Tyler and Trenton, they're all traveling with our first group. We had seven guys with our first group. And that rotation of seven guys, we've got to continue to build that depth with that first group. Yeah, Drew Savard has been doing some things at center. We got to get better, you know. And so Cam has played some center and guard.
Where's the tempo on the offense now? And where
you... Well, it was good. You know, we were more deliberate today, and I think a little of that was fatigue. With our players, I mean, we've been grinding them pretty good, and it wasn't as fast as we've been, but certainly we will have the ability to go fast, and then you know, we're going to have the ability to get the look we want and make the defense declare and vanilla some things up.
How excited are you about what you're seeing offensively, maybe even reflecting a year ago at this time?
Oh, I think we're more talented than we were a year ago at this time. That's the number one thing. And regardless of what we're doing schematically, which I really like what we're doing, we're better. And we're better at receiver. We're better at running back. You know, Jeff's a year better. We're better on the offensive line. We're better at tight end. I mean, we're better at every position. And that's what gets you excited as much as anything. And we got great competition. And those guys know they got to come out there every day and compete. You know, there's nobody that's got a job. You know, we got to go compete.
Has McGee lived up to what everybody was
talking about? Yeah, caught a couple nice third down balls today. You know, he's got really good ball skills. He's a matchup issue, especially in the red zone. You know, we had a couple, you know, stick nod to him and a couple things in the red zone. We tried to hit to him yesterday. We had some red zone period. We'll do some red zone again tomorrow in skeleton. But, you know, he's a guy that's got really good ball skills down the field. Had an opportunity today. Keanu Neal, I believe it was, made a nice play on him down the field. So.
Just that he's got the ability to catch the ball away from his body.
Yeah, it does.
Maybe you guys haven't had that.
He really judges the ball well, and he can, you know, he can go get it. He does. He's got really good ball skills.
How are the kickers today?
Good. Frankie Velez and Austin kind of distanced themselves at this point. Those are two guys that I think have been pretty consistent. Frankie's been really good, and Austin's you know, a little stronger leg, but Frankie hit one from over 50, I think, yesterday, the day before. I can't remember the exact days, but. Both guys have been very consistent in camp.
Last year, you kind of had a situation where one was the short yardage, one was the longest.
Yeah, but Frankie hit a 50-yarder the other day. So, I mean, he's shown his range. I think he's 6 of 7 from 40-plus in team situations when it's 11-on-11. So, that's good.
So, that's not something you want to continue with this year, having the two.
Whoever's going to kick it through the uprights. You know, I'll square toe if I have to.
Drop kick.
You guys work
Doug Flutie.
Field goal block. You know, last year you only had one field goal missed against the ball game.
Yeah, we were very effective the year before because we had a guy named Sharif Floyd that could flip his hips in the hole, and we think Dante's got a guy that can do that, and we're going to try and single him up. We can get some penetration. Trenton Brown's been a guy that we will, as camp moves forward, we'll look at as far as a penetrate and get his hand up guy that can do that. And I think we got some guys on the edge. Vernon's got pretty good night coming off the edge. You know, blocking them off the edge.
Can you ever be part of that, though, where the other teams only miss one field goal the entire year? They were like 21 to 22.
Yeah, it was a long year.